This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Hurricane Milton is such a ferocious storm, it could land a once-in-a-century direct hit on the Tampa Bay region as a Category 3 storm with 129-mile-per-hour winds. It's expected to make landfall late Wednesday. This morning, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said residents in harm's way have to get out.
No matter what property damage is done, we can rebuild homes, we can rebuild businesses, we can get people back on their feet, but only if they're safe and they survive the storm. We're not going to be able to bring people back who stay behind in 10 or 15 feet of storm surge. So you have time today. Time is running out, but you do have time today to make the decision to heed any evacuation orders and to do what you need to do to protect yourself and your family.
Stephanie Grover Brock lives in Apollo Beach, Florida, about a half-hour drive south of Tampa, but she is not evacuating.
We're not in evacuation zone, so we're going to stick it out because we wasn't told to evacuate, and I don't want to go in a situation and it's unpredictable, so you don't know where it's going. So we're deciding to just stick it out.
But there's been bumper-to-bumper traffic on Interstate 75 heading north. Now to how black voters feel about the presidential candidates. They feel good about Vice President Harris for the most part, though many don't see her as a candidate who will make a big difference in their lives. Black voters were overwhelmingly negative about Donald Trump in the new AP poll. The Nobel Prize in Physics goes to two men considered pioneers of artificial intelligence, American John Hopfield and Geoffrey Hinton, who has Canadian and British citizenship. He says he's flabbergasted about the Nobel Prize, shocked at the honor, he said. Israel says it killed a senior Hezbollah commander in a strike on Beirut. This is AP News. How long do you think you're going to live? The latest figures from 2019 show that only about 2% of Americans make it to 100 years old. The AP's Norman Hall.
Advances in medical technology and genetic research are not translating into substantial jumps in lifespan overall. A new study suggests there's a limit to how long most people live, and we've about hit it. That's according to researchers who found shrinking longevity increases in countries with the longest living populations. The findings in the journal of Nature Aging focused on 8 of the places in the world where people live the longest: Australia, France, Hong Kong, Italy, Japan, South Korea, Spain, and Switzerland. The U.S. didn't even rank in the top 40 because of factors including drug overdoses, shootings, obesity, and inequities in medical access. I'm Norman Hall.
Gas is $3.18 a gallon this morning, 2 cents less than a week ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.